McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Nadia Power is an Irish Olympian specialising in the 800 metres. She represented Ireland at the Tokyo 2021 Olympics and has competed at multiple international championships for Ireland. Nadia is also the co-founder of Irish sports accessories brand Swifter and creator of the Pursuit Training Journal, designed to help athletes stay motivated and structured in their training. And Nadia joins me on the line now. Nadia, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Nadia, tell me your story when it comes to running. When did it become a big part of your life? Were you always involved at school level?
Yeah, sports always been huge for me, and it was actually driven by my mom. She's the one in our household who's really into sports. So I played camogie until I was 16, and then I did running as well all that time. And then I guess once I started to get opportunities to run internationally and stuff, I decided there was kind of more you could do with running, so I just decided to focus on that from around age 16, and yeah, I've been doing it ever since, and I guess never really thought too much about where I'd end up, just kept going and stuck at it because I really liked it.
And when it gets to competitive level, can you still maintain your love for it?
I think it's hard sometimes. It can be really dependent on how it goes. When you're facing injury, you don't love it, but then I think, you know, on those good days it makes everything worthwhile, or if you run a PB or make a team, that those days make it worthwhile. So there's definitely some addictive factor there that I think even more people around at all levels are discovering now to running.
Because there's a difference, isn't there, between just being able to head out for a run at the end of a day and doing it with competition looming. But then I suppose you get a team of experts helping you, and it's just something different, isn't it? It's not a better or worse, it's just different.
Yeah, it's a different way of looking at things. And look, I often envy people who can just enjoy it a little bit more without the pressure of trying to compete and managing competition and mindset and all that. But at the same time, I'm sure many people who just run day to day would love to be in my position and have ran at some of the races I've ran at. So yeah, I guess there's a trade-off there for sure.
And you're just back from a bit of a bucket list trip to Australia. Tell us a little bit about what you were up to there.
Yeah, I've always wanted a race in Australia for a season. So I have a lot of friends there right now, as a lot of people in their 20s do. So I visited in October and I found myself some training partners there, and I decided now is the perfect time to go back and do a season there, and then also work remotely because I'm self-employed now with our business. So it was a great time to kind of do some market research over there as well and get involved a little bit there too. But it was amazing to be kind of immersed in that culture, and I've noticed that all my friends who moved over have gotten even more into health and fitness since getting there.
Tell us a little bit about your business. Sounds like you definitely want to be getting your accessories into the Australian market if you can't get a spot on the path for the runners.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we started Swifter, myself and my partner James, who is also really involved in sport. He's on the Dublin hurling team. So we saw kind of a gap in sports accessories in 2023. So we started selling a running vest just kind of as an extra thing. We believe we can make a better product and kind of create better marketing assets and pictures for it, as well as what we saw in the market on Amazon. So we started selling that in June 2023, I think it was. And then we still were doing other things, and I had some other part-time work and he was working full-time. And then kind of last January, February, we both went a lot more full-time at it. And kind of we've made a website and started targeting retail now. And I'm just trying to build the brand and do a lot of events and get the awareness out now. But it's went really well for our first year or so.
And obviously it's going to feature in what you're doing at Wellfest. You're going to be running its first ever run club.
Yeah, so I think it's perfect timing for something like that. Obviously, Wellfest has been going on for years and getting so many people exercising in different forms and different types of classes and trying something new. So on the Sunday morning of Wellfest at 8:30, myself and Aveen Raleigh are starting leading a run just outside of the grounds. Just a 5K social run, and then hoping kind of that's the perfect start for people to then go into the festival and enjoy it for the day.
What would you say to people who might be intimidated to run with an Olympian who think that you're just going to leave them for dust?
I think, Aveen's the perfect person there as well. I guess she's really kind of encouraged that social side of running and encouraging all paces. But whenever I host a run club with Swifter or myself, like, it's definitely not a race. We don't even really assign a pace at the start or target anything. We don't want people to be out of breath after. It's really just a social experience and making sure everyone runs together. I'm definitely not trying to run at a specific pace or anything. I just want to chat to as many people as possible and for as many people to feel included and kind of discover running.
That's really something that's grown over the last while, hasn't it? The social aspect and connection that comes with the community of running clubs. I mean, I've even heard anecdotally that they have become like the new dating apps, that people are, you know, stepping away from them and thinking, well, why don't I just go and meet like-minded people that like getting up on a Saturday or Sunday morning and going for a run? And there's kind of friendships blossoming, romance blossoming, and, you know, circle of friends growing.
Yeah, no, and it's really good. And to be honest, sometimes I do envy kind of people, I guess, enjoying that side of social, that social side of running that I kind of often have to miss maybe with my own training. But no, it's such a good way to meet people. I think we're all on our phones all the time, maybe on dating apps or just scrolling the whole time. And it can actually be really hard to meet people in your 20s because people tend to have established friend groups and you know, kind of not step out of them too much. So activities like run clubs are a perfect way to meet new people and who have a similar routine to you. So no, it's incredible. And it's incredible that there's kind of one nearly in every area now, so everyone can get involved.
I mentioned your journal earlier. Is that something you use to help with your motivation and structure? Do you have any other tips for people?
Yeah, so I've kept a journal for the last 10 years. So I have all my training for 10 years, pretty much every distance I've ran, every day, every, you know, time, each rep took. And that was a tip I got from Sonia O'Sullivan. She actually gifted me one of my first training journals about 10 years ago, and I've kept that habit since. I think it's like a really popular habit for people who do athletics and maybe individual sports, but we created the journal because we saw more people taking, you know, their fitness seriously. And also we wanted to encourage them and I guess provide inspiration and also kind of say, look, it's okay. You don't have to be at like a really high level to keep a journal and motivate yourself, that anyone who has a different routines can do it. So it's just the idea of writing down your goals, because you're going to be more accountable to them then when you have them written down on paper, even more so than having it, I guess, written on an app or on your phone. There's something like extra that triggers in your brain when you actually write them down. So I always go back to that.
So with everything that you've said, training at elite level, do you still think you have balance in your life? Do you still have focus on that?
Yeah, I think I do have balance, but that's because I am self-employed now at the moment. I guess my journey in kind of being self-employed has been inspired by me not being able to find a situation with employment for myself that worked, really, to be honest, that kind of allowed me to go on training camp when I need to go on or compete on certain days. If a race is on a Wednesday night in a random country, I struggled for a few years trying to find that right employment setup. I've kind of like experimented with a lot of things and found myself here now, kind of accidentally, but just working in my own time helps me. I can go and train whenever I want, so I usually will prioritize that before you know, getting to work. It's definitely busy, but I find it's the best way to keep like my mind healthy. Having something else has really helped me when I've been injured over the last few years and had faced some hard times and been disappointed with where athletics is. Like, having something else I feel passionate about has been hugely helpful. And I'm like hoping, you know, when I can turn things around a little bit and get a good streak injury free, that I can then step away a little bit from work maybe if I need to and focus more on that.
Well, certainly somebody who specialises in the 800 metres is not supposed to sit still. If people want to find out more, you can go to Nadia's Instagram at NadiaPower_. You'll also find out more at GetSwifter. And Wellfest is on at Kilmainham in Dublin, May 10th and 11th. For more info and tickets, go to wellfest.ie. Nadia, I hope we get to meet face to face at the festival, and I wish you all the very best. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.